Oh man, this hit home, y'all. Today I want to talk to you about Kobe Bryant. We lost a legend, a good man. I'm telling you, this man, I watched this man come in the league. This was my modern day Michael Jordan to me. I didn't watch games where he went off crazy, championships. I didn't seen it all. The part that really makes the situation so much more sadder is that his daughter was on a helicopter with him. Now, I was feeling sad about it. I was really depressed. And I said to myself, God, why? Why did you have his daughter leave with him? Then I thought about it. Kobe Bryant was so attached to his daughter. They both loved basketball. I think God said, you know what? Let both of them go together. Because that girl would love basketball like her father. And let me tell you something, that if she wasn't on that plane and he passed away by herself, I think it would have been even more stressful for her. Because she knows she was always with her father 24/7. This is the biggest, saddest news in history. Okay? This is nothing bigger than this right here. Michael Jackson was big, but Kobe is big. And I'm just so stressed. I've been stressed all day long. I've been trying to take care of my business in the streets. And I'm telling you, y'all, this hit me like he was a family member to me. You know what I'm saying? So, we're not even in February. We're still in the first month of this year. And this happens to us. I keep telling y'all, do a lot of praying. You're not promised tomorrow. No matter how much money you got, no much fashion you think you'll fly you are, no matter what you're driving, you are not promised tomorrow. Please, love your close ones. If you got a grudge with anybody, fix it. You can't stand somebody, you and the family, fix it. It's serious out here. R.I.P. to Kobe. I want to say condolences to his family, his wife, and the rest of his daughters that he do have left. It's a sad day. I'm sad. And keep your prayers, man. Keep your prayers up. Stay focused. And don't let the devil take you out this game. I'm done.